From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military officials say the exit came as Iraqi forces surrounded the last major IS stronghold in the city. Recapturing the complex would once again give the army control of Ramadi, which is the capital of Anbar province. The neighborhood surrounding the complex is dotted with landmines. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killings of anti-government rebel leader Zahan Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of his death remain unclear. Some reports say the military forces of President Bashar al-Assad's government had killed him in an airstrike. Other reports say Russian airstrikes killed him. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refuse to stop committing acts of violence. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani Military Chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of Elwak, bound for Mandera. The Kenyan Red Cross said two police officers were killed and two others injured in the attack. This is VOA News.